Reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week to talk Buffalo Sabres hockey on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
It's been a quiet week for the team. They've been off since Saturday. They host the Maple Leafs tonight. We've seen Jack Eichel back at practice this week. He's been out of action for about a month with an ankle injury, but it looks like he'll be back in the lineup soon.
He'll be playing soon, but not tonight. He started practicing Tuesday. He practiced again Wednesday. Two pretty long sessions, full sessions. He did everything. But the Sabres, as you would expect, they're being cautious. They don't want to rush him. There's really no reason to rush him. So I think they'll take a few more days, whether that means he plays Saturday afternoon against Chicago or maybe he plays Monday. I'm not sure. But I think his return is coming soon. It's just a matter of when. It's funny, he's missed like 14 games right now, and he's still their leading goal scorer. He's still their leading point producer. They miss him, of course, but they've done okay without him, considering the circumstances, considering that they're just not a good team. I think they're 6-6-2 without him. When they lose games like they lost last week to Calgary, I think it's kind of magnified how much they miss him. But overall, they've done okay without him. And I've seen some fans on Twitter that they want the Sabres to shut Jack Eichel down for the season, and the games don't mean anything. They want the Sabres to basically tank the rest of the way. And that's just ludicrous. I mean, this is their best player. The Sabres tanked years ago. That's over with. They want to win games right now, and they're not going to go without their best player for the final 3 or 4 weeks just for a slightly better percentage at a draft pick. They need him and they want him.
The Sabres called up goaltender Linus Ullmark from Rochester this week. He's had a good year for the AHL team. Neither of the Sabres' regular goalies is injured, so what's the thinking with that move?
The thinking is that he's their future. He's had a terrific season in the AHL. He's one of the league's best goalies. He was an all-star for the second straight season. They just want to check him out. This is a reward. They want to give him some NHL games. And my thinking is he won't play tonight. He had to leave practice early for a personal matter on Wednesday, but he'll probably play soon. How much he'll play, I'm not sure, but maybe he ends up playing 5 games down the stretch. Maybe he just plays one. They recalled him for 1 game earlier in the year, and he played very well against the Columbus Blue Jackets, got the win. But he is their future, and it makes for an odd situation. I wrote a story about that today. I talked to Chad Johnson and Robin Lehner about having 3 goalies. It's never really a good situation. They're very positive about it. They accept it for what it is. They understand he's a prospect, and the Sabres want to take a look at him. But you have Chad Johnson, who before last week's out against Calgary was one of the league's best goalies for about 6 weeks. And now, if Linus Ullmark plays a game, he'll probably just be scratched. I mean, he won't even dress for the game. So it's not the healthiest situation. I asked Phil Housley about it on Tuesday, and he acknowledged that, you know, if you're a competitor, you don't want that. But it might just be the way it is for the last few weeks here. And these are valuable games for all the goalies. Robin Lehner's been the starter all season. He's played very well at times. I'm not so sure he's going to be back with the Sabres, so he has 30 other teams to impress. I think it's very possible the Sabres could trade his rights as a restricted free agent this summer. Chad Johnson, I think there's a chance he could be back. He's been a pretty good backup over the years. He hasn't had the best season, but he's come on lately. A few more games like he played earlier this winter would certainly benefit him. So these are valuable games, and some of them might go to Linus Ullmark.
Another young player, Justin Bailey, is also back with the team. He's looked good in limited action this season. How does he fit into the Sabres' plans going forward?
That's a good question. A lot of people are wondering about guys like Justin Bailey, Nick Baptiste, who's also up with the Sabres right now. These are guys, they were drafted 2 regimes ago in 2013 by Darcy Regier. New GM Jason Botterill really has no attachment to them. They're at the end of their entry-level contracts, and they have to make an impression. And some people have been down on Justin Bailey this year, and it's understandable. He missed a lot of time. He had a high ankle sprain that really dogged him. He's a guy who's been a AHL All-Star, a 2-time AHL 20-goal scorer, and he went 20 games without scoring a goal, which for a prospect of his stature is pretty stunning. But I think he's gotten past that injury. In the past couple of weeks here in Rochester, he's been playing a lot better. He impressed them enough that the Sabres recalled him. On Saturday, he scored a nice goal against the Vegas Golden Knights, and they sent him right back for a game. He actually got suspended for a hit in Sunday's game in Rochester, but he's right back up here, and I suspect he'll get some action down the stretch. And I think if you peel it back a little bit, yeah, you can understand why people were down over that that injury, the stretch he had coming back from the injury, just not scoring. But he's a guy that he had a pretty good training camp. He scored 2 goals opening night for the Rochester Americans. He comes up to Buffalo in October, and he scores a big goal in their first win. He comes back on Saturday, scores another goal. He has 3 goals in 8 games. He has 4 points. He still has a chance to do something here. He could very much be in their future.
Sabres and Leafs tonight, then a Saturday matinee against the Chicago Blackhawks, part of a 6-game homestand. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.